Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. I'll jump with the tuning in chat. Thank you. Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that is within me, and it's all around me. We are one. We all have it. Last week, I had this lovely vision of me bowing at my own feet, which was very sweet, and got guidance that this was important for me to do, but it was important for everyone to do, to recognize our own amazing selves, our own worth, our own whatever, our awesomeness. And we just don't always do it. I mean, I know we have moments of getting it, you know, and partly there's that whole old thing about, oh, you know, I don't want to be an egomaniac, and I don't want to, be all puffed up and whatever. But there's actually a really beautiful balance between, all that stuff. And in fact, often when I see people who seem really puffed up and egotistical, I always often think that they don't really get it. They're trying to convince themselves about their awesomeness. So I've found that with myself, the more that I get it, the more quiet I seem to be about it. I don't think I've ever been one to kind of puff myself up. But I just kind of have this lovely kind of, feels like this kind of internal smile of and happiness feeling when I start kind of getting who I am. And it's not a big ego thing. It's really just a recognizing kind of my place in this new earth, and that I'm here for a reason, and just really honoring that. So anyway, I don't know if you can hear the traffic sounds. It's really, my husband and I live in a very small space, and so he did not sleep well last night. So he's taking a nap, and then it was like, oh, whoops, I forgot that I was doing the radio show. And so I'm actually sitting outside on our little deck, so it's nice to have that option. And so anyway, if you can hear traffic, we just live kind of close to a kind of a highway there. So anyway, but it's lovely out here, and there's trees and beautiful plants that my husband has put out here, and the birds are flying in and out, and we have hummingbirds and all that kind of fun stuff. So anyway, boy, oh my gosh, it just seems like there's been so much going on in the last week, processing a lot of stuff, really, I think, just digging deep into the healing. And and it's good. It's good. Really, realizing some good things. One of the things I realized, I'd had this old mantra of I'm not good enough, and I really feel that that's gone. The angels are nodding their heads yes, and they're shaking their pom-poms. Yay! It's gone. The other one that I just recently realized is that everything is my fault. And so this whole kind of feeling I've always had about feeling really overly responsible for stuff, that was like, oh, God, I get that. Now it was like this big kind of fireworks going off of I think I'm supposed to take care of everything, and I'm responsible for everything. It's all my fault if it doesn't go right, you know. And so anyway, so it's like, okay, letting that one go.
That's funny. I just saw it as this, it's like a helium balloons, and I just cut the cord and let them float off into the ethers. So anyway, that feels pretty good to let that go. Had an interesting thing happen recently. We were at a friend's birthday party, and
one of the friends at her house had I'd gone to a couple dance kind of classes with her, and it was really pretty fun. But I also realized it kind of triggered some stuff in me around not belonging, and it was one of those feelings like, oh man, here's another dance group to try to break into. Just like, I don't know what it is. There's something about, like, you know, people are kind of friendly-ish. Well, depending on which dancing you go to, but they were friendly-ish, and it was okay, and I just wanted to be there to dance. But then I had a couple kind of weird interactions where, you know, it was kind of like I felt like the old fat lady, you know. and then I realized also that my friend had not really introduced me to people, and basically we showed up together, and I didn't expect her to babysit me, but she kind of just went and started, you know, doing her own thing, which was fine. But later, she actually said something to me about, oh, I'm sorry I didn't introduce you to people, but I realized that I had forgotten their names. And so then it was really awkward for her because she should have known their names because she'd been dancing with them for a while.
I realized it was something that really, really tweaked me and hurt my feelings. I let it really hurt my feelings. And I know, you know, so we talked about it a little bit because I had a little outburst at this birthday party where this particular friend was kind of giving me shit because I only went to two of the dances and or the classes. It's a drop-in class. And I had decided I wasn't sure if I wanted to continue going. And part of it was I was going without my husband, and we talked about it, and it was all fine, and he was going to start learning, but then I was kind of mixed on that because I love being with him, and I love dancing with him. So anyway, all these feelings coming up, and at some point she said to me, we're all sitting around the table, you only went to two classes, why don't you give it more of a chance, or you know, something like that. And I just kind of blew up, and I said, if I don't want to fucking go, I don't have to. And it kind of stopped the party for a second. I mean, there were six of us, so it wasn't a ton of people, and they're all close. But what was interesting is I could tell she was taken aback. People didn't quite know what to do. I'm pretty much always a cheerful person, especially in public, and even with close friends. And so it was kind of like, whoa, what's going on? But what I realized later, and I was talking to my husband about it, it was actually really good because then I ended up talking to my friend more about it. I didn't really talk to her more about the whole thing where it hurt my feelings that she didn't introduce me. And that's okay. I don't think she would understand. It was kind of like she chose to not be embarrassed by the fact she didn't remember her friend's names over making me kind of feel welcome. And she said something to me, like, oh, well, it took me 2 years before people were really welcoming me into the group. And I was telling my husband, that is so wrong. Like, that's old earth, and that is not the way. It's just not the way, you know? So, anyway, I am seeking the new way. And so with all that said, I kind of realized, I processed all that. I realized, you know, and as I'm talking it out here with you all, I realize that I don't want to be in the earth of, oh, now I have to try to convince people that I'm a good dancer and that I'm worth dancing with. I mean, that's bullshit. You know, why can't people just be welcoming and loving and like, let's all help each other, you know? We're all in this together. And then other good things about all that is that evening then I had one of the other women come up to me and say, oh, since we're opening our hearts, I wanted to share something with you. And it was very lovely. And it was just ended up creating this very lovely, beautiful, heart-centered, heart-opening atmosphere, which was very nice. And then my husband and I really talked about the whole thing. And I said, you know, one of the things I realize is that I don't really want to go out to some dancing thing and get into some dancing that he's not really a part of. And even though he's willing to learn, it's not really his style. So we're looking at doing some more swing dancing because we've been learning swing together for 25 years and adding to that. And so that'll be really fun.
And we're looking at doing some blues dancing, which will be us learning at the same time. And we have some friends who teach who are real excited that we're going to come. And so it's like, yes, this feels really good to me. And so anyway, after all that, my blow up and everything, it just, a lot of good stuff came out of it. And I was telling my husband that I said, oh, man, I just feel so good. Like, this feels really, really nice to me to be on this, you know, be in the just a really solid space. I'm honoring my feelings, you know. And now as I say it out loud, because I didn't exactly realize that old energy of not welcoming people and being, you know, kind of like, oh, I got to
out before I'm willing to dance with you kind of energy. It's like, I don't want to be in that old energy. And I know that it's everywhere out there. We saw it a lot in tango and basically turned us off to tango. We see it some in the dance we do the most, contra dancing. But what we found in the contra dance community is it's actually very, very welcoming and joyful, and people are, for the most part, helping each other, and it's very, very fun and uplifting, and I like to call it contra therapy, because you just feel great, you know, you just feel really good when you're doing it and afterwards. And so anyway, this coming weekend, we're going for a lovely all-weekend contra dance, we call it a dance camp, and we're super excited about it. Sometimes I just feel like I don't get enough dancing, and dancing just makes me high, it makes me happy, and it's just a real joy. I like more of a group dancing. Oh, the lady just told me I have a minute and a half left. So anyway, I love kind of that group dancing where you feel like you're all dancing together. And that just feels really lovely and supportive and heart-centered. And contra dancing, you look in each other's eyes also. That's part of the etiquette, and it's super sweet. And there's room to be playful and silly. And so I've created something I call dolphin dancing, where I'm wiggling and everything and just enjoying myself and shaking my whole body, and I'm shimmying and just and I understand that I make crazy faces, which I don't always realize, of course, because I don't see myself. So anyway, I am so excited to go this weekend. I had these awesome revelations. You know, it's important. It's really important to be able to take care of yourself and honor yourself, to not go places that don't feel good to you or go be with people that don't feel good to you. And so anyway, I guess that's what this show's about today. So many, many, many blessings to you all, and thanks for being there. All right. Much love to you all. Thank you.